Expect more vegetables and less fried mystery meat on school lunch trays.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. The USDA just announced an overhaul of school lunch guidelines. It's the first rewrite in 15 years. And while it won't get rid of the French fries and chocolate milk of my childhood, it will limit fat and sodium, add vegetables and fruits, and may cost a bit more. For more, we go to Margaret Wutan. She's the Director of Nutrition Policy at the Center for Science in the Public Interest. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've been pushing for new school lunch guidelines for a while. What do you think of these new ones?
They're really the best standards ever. They'll double fruits and vegetables, set the first ever standards for sodium and trans fat and whole grain, better address calories to make sure that they address concerns about obesity, and ensure that all the milk is low fat or fat free.
Now, any disappointments in these guidelines? I understand pizza still counts as a vegetable.
Well, my only disappointments are not USDA's fault. Congress stepped in and prevented USDA from limiting the amount of French fries in school meals and from no longer counting pizza as a vegetable. But still, even when there is pizza, the pizza under the new standards will have to have a whole grain crust, be lower in sodium, and come with an additional vegetable since the amount of vegetables are going to be doubled.
So this discussion over healthier lunches is also an economic discussion. Healthier food can be more expensive, and some school districts have raised concern in this time of cash-strapped budgets. What do you make of those concerns?
USDA's looked at the cost very carefully, and they heard those concerns, and they actually changed the standards a bit and phase some parts of them in to bring down the cost. Also, those costs won't be borne by local school districts or states. USDA will pay for most of it. There'll be an increase in lunch reimbursement, and then there are a couple of other provisions from the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, which will make sure that all these changes are paid for.
What about kids? Are they going to end up paying more?
Some higher income kids and their families will pay more for school lunches if the school is not charging enough to really cover what it costs them to make that meal. But no more than a nickel per school lunch, which will mean no more than $9 for a child each year.
Now I'm going to ask one personal question, and that is, you mentioned French fries, but what about my elementary school favorite, tater tot? Did they make the cut or no more?
French fries, tater tots, they're all the same. It's not that potatoes can't be healthy. The problem is they're often fried. If not in the school, you know, even when the school is baking them, usually they're already fried in the factory before they're frozen. And also, kids eat too many potatoes, and they need to eat green bean, carrots, and a whole range of vegetables to get all the vitamins and minerals that they need.
Margo Wutan is the Director of Nutrition Policy at the Center for Science in the Public Interest. Thanks, Margo.
Thank you.
In France today, authorities have arrested the head of a company that sold faulty breast implants to women around the world. It's the latest development in an ongoing investigation into how the implants were made. Christopher Wirth reports from London.
Breast implants from polyimplant prothese, or PIP, burst or leak at a much higher rate than other implants. But Kevin Hancock of the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons says there's a much bigger worry.
The main issue is that the silicone that they contain is not a medical grade silicone. It's industrial silicone that was intended for manufacture of mattresses and cushions.
And they were cheap. As a result, the implants were used in tens of thousands of patients. European regulators are being asked how the implants could have passed inspection. But there's also a debate over who will cover the cost to remove them. PIP folded in 2010. Authorities in France have advised all women there to have the implants replaced. The British government has been more cautious. No PIP implants were sold in the U.S. The FDA didn't approve them. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Now, let's do the numbers. U.S. markets are mixed this morning. The S&P is down just about 2 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq is also down about 0.1%. The Dow's dropped 34 points. It's at 12,791. We got word today that businesses are buying more equipment and machinery. Durable goods sales rose 3% in December. Sales of new homes went the other way. The December decline made 2011 the worst year for new home sales on record, dating back to to 1963.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at progressive.com. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
Now to Florida, where the four remaining Republican presidential candidates will debate tonight. Unlike the debate on Monday, when the moderator asked the crowd to be silent, tonight's audience will be allowed to cheer and jeer. Debate audiences have taken on a new level of importance in the race this year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Ginzer reports on how audience members are chosen and why it matters.
Debate audiences are picked by the sponsor. The Florida Republican Party is the main sponsor of tonight's face-off. Florida GOP spokesman Brian Hughes says seats will go to rank-and-file members, and they can hoot and holler all they want.
You know, some of the energy that an audience filled with grassroots people can bring, we see that as part of the energy of the debate itself.
That energy exploded in a debate last week when Newt Gingrich attacked the media.
I am tired of the elite media protecting Barack Obama by attacking Republicans.
Paul Light teaches political science at New York University. He says wild applause can influence a debate's TV audience.
And you kind of forget what the candidate just said, and you just say, wow, these people love him, therefore I should love him.
CNN is moderating tonight. If things get rowdy, it says it'll ask the audience to refrain. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Ginzer for Marketplace.
And finally, an out-of-work artist in Ireland is living in a billion-euro home. Not worth a billion euros, but made of them. According to Reuters, Frank Buckley has built an apartment out of bricks of shredded euros. His home is home warm. He says he doesn't need a blanket. The euro, it seems, makes great insulation. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Sundance is one of the world's best-known film festivals, of course, but it turns out it ain't just about the movies.
I just walked up the street to do this interview, and there's a girl that has a little hummus lunch kit that she wanted me to have, and she had three people with hummus shirts walking down the street handing it out.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, Sundance the Festival, Sundance the Brand, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.